This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. I've got two of the Musketeers with me right now, Rick Ackerman and Chris Temple. Been doing a lot of daily editorials with both Rick and Chris this past week. You know, and I thought it would be appropriate if we talked to these two very capable newsletter writers, economists, I guess is a better way to put it, about exactly what they do. I have known Rick Ackerman. We've traveled around the country together visiting various sites, visiting various projects. Guy who I've really gotten to know well and respect. Rick, the first 3 to 4 minutes of this segment is up to you. Tell us about Rick's picks.
Well, thanks for the nice build-up there. Al, we have had some good time seeing the sites, checking out some great mining properties. And I have to say it was all Greek to me. You know, we go with a group of guys, and I'm always awed when the mining geologist will be giving some explanation of what's underground and which kind of holes have been sunk to detect the presence of ore. But and some of the guys in the group are so savvy that they seem to see things almost in that genius visual spatial way as the mining engineers. Anyway, you know, we've talked about mining stocks over the years, and I don't know the companies as well as a lot of guys you talk to, but my specialty is just getting it right as far as the price action is concerned. And that is really the staple of Rick's Picks. Rick's Picks is a daily service online, rickackerman.com. And I try to put out some actionable trades in a number of vehicles that are popular with my subscribers. Every day I cover bullion, gold, and or silver. And usually focus on a time frame that is short enough to give you a tradable handle on anything you like. But typically I encourage my subscribers to trade things that they don't care about. You know, it's one thing to look at gold and be concerned about where it's going, but I don't think you should have those concerns if you trade. So my focus is really just kind of taking bouncing dots that are reflect stock price action on charts and see if we can catch a profitable ride on these dots. And the heart of the website is the chat room. In the chat room at any given time are at least a dozen or more people who have taken my Hidden Pivot course, which is a summary of some of the tricks that I use that I've developed over the years using a very simple ABCD pattern. And my method, this is very much my own, it's called the Hidden Pivot Method. And it's because I sort of began life as an English major, began my adult life as a graduate with an English degree, just the system itself has wound up being very visual. There's no math. It's more kind of pattern recognition. And I think the test of a good trading system is whether or not Paris Hilton could learn to trade profitably in 30 days or less. So I don't make an absolute guarantee. She's never come to – she's never signed up for the course. But it's really a pretty simple way of seeing price action, and I came to it because I tended to be flat out wrong at major turning points. Like you, like many investors and traders, you know, I get all psyched up when things are going crazy, and I get bullish, and it's exactly the time that you should be turning bearish. So I developed this system to keep myself honest, and it's always worked. You'll know that even though we've had many bearish conversations about the big picture that I've got, I've had for a couple months a Dow target above 21,000. So the system's working for me, because as much as I want to say, hey, the world's about to fall apart, I'm able to just simply go with a chart that says the Dow is going to get at least to 21,048. So if you want to look at the site, just that there is on at rickackerman.com a sign me up button at the top of the page, and you can get a free 2-week trial. It will get you all of the features of this service. You can get in the chat room. You get invited to impromptu sessions where I take requests in real time to do tech analysis. And we've got something in the chat room called the scoreboard, where some of the best, the people who have mastered my system, post trades in real time, in timely fashion, so that you can mimic their trades. And
Rick, taking the emotion out of it, I think, is a very, very important thing to do, and you do it very effectively. I'm going to turn it over to Chris Temple right now. I've known Chris for an awful long time. Been with him through thick and thin, has shared the podium with him in various investment conferences. His newsletter, The National Investor, is one that I highly recommend. Mr. T, tell us about it.
The model that I have that people will find when they go to my website is you can get information anywhere, but here you get knowledge. And on my website also, if you look at the commentary section, you'll see an archived version of what is my signature essay entitled Understanding the Game, where I go to the very basics. You know, Rick makes his service understandable. I try and make the big picture of the economy and our banking system understandable. And I've always promised people that when they read Understanding the Game, or when they've listened to me give this lecture all over North America for 30 years now, you will know more after you hear this than your average banker and broker do about what makes these markets tick. And, you know, as you know, Al, I've been covered for years while it still existed. Unfortunately, it doesn't anymore, by the Hobart Financial Digest, frequently featured by Wall Street's Best Investments, the Dick Davis Digest, and others, for bringing, usually before anybody else latches onto them, some great investment ideas. We've got one of those later on in the program this hour. But frankly, the greatest joy that I get when I get compliments from people, I get criticism now and then too, whether I deserve it or not, and sometimes I do, but the best compliments I ever got were not, hey, I'm glad you told me about XYZ company, I'm glad you told me that this was a time to trade into gold or bonds or whatever, but the best ones are, you know what, I never understood this whole mess, but now I do. And so I try and pass that knowledge on to people. Likewise, as with Rick's site, you can go to nationalinvestor.com, join my mailing list. Right now, if you do that, you're going to get a compilation of pieces that I've written in the first part of this year on what I call the good and the bad and the ugly of Trumponomics.
You know, I have to tell you, Corey and I have been sticking with Rick and Chris now for a number of years. Why do we stick with them on a daily basis? Because these guys are... You know, it's awkward for me to say the best, but for me, they're the best. They are very, very good at what they do, and I have gotten to know both of them as pretty close friends. I can vouch for their services, and, you know, don't take this necessarily as a commercial, but remember the philosophy of the KE report is purely and simply get as much information as you possibly can on any topic that you have an interest in, any topic that you think will affect your investing, or your mindset for that matter, and they get all the information that you can. Both Rick's Picks and the National Investor are near the top. They are, as far as Big Al is concerned, two services that I read on a daily basis. Stick around. We're going to be right back. Chris is going to take over the rest of the first hour, and Big Al will be back in the second hour.
Thank you. Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second segment of the weekend program. This is Chris Temple here with you again, as Big Al promised. And my guest for the next two segments is a man that I've followed for quite a while. We've been wanting to get an interview with him. We finally did, and I'm thrilled about that. And this is the Cascabel Project in northern Ecuador, which I've now been to a couple of different times. I was privileged in September to visit with Nick's staff at their camp. And this, folks, is one of the biggest new discoveries in the world in many a year of a porphyry system, the size and the grade of what this is, both in copper and in gold. So, Nick, first of all, thank you for taking the time over there on the other side of the world and in Brisbane to join us today.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's a pleasure.
Well, what I'd like to do first is, of course, I rub shoulders with other people who do as I do. We're analysts. We have newsletters and publications and try and give our respective followers opportunities. And I've been pounding the table on both Ecuador and especially Cascabel for a few years now, when a lot of people to this day, when you mention Ecuador, they don't want anything to do with it because of news that's now nearly a decade old and very dated. Ecuador has actually become a very good place to explore. So if you would, for the next few minutes, why don't you tell our listeners, first of all, what prompted you, when a lot of people still didn't want anything to do with it, to want to do business in Ecuador as an exploration company, and specifically, what attracted you to seek out and take an option on Cascabel and then become the majority owner and operator?
The company, it was called Solomon Gold, was at that stage in 2011, 2012, exploring for porphyry copper gold systems in our own backyard in Solomon Islands, and the geology there is very complex, and the government's not familiar with the mining environment. Physical environment was very adverse, with very heavy rainfall and conditions to work around. We decided to take the expertise that we'd developed from Solomon Islands to some theatre in the world which would yield a tier one ore body, and the CEO at the time, Malcolm Norris, was commissioned to conduct a top-down survey of the world's porphyry copper gold belts and look for the best place that we felt that you could find one of these things. The great advantage of a porphyry copper gold system is that depending on how the metal prices and the grades are going, you can look at it either as a gold project or a copper project, and one of those metals will deliver the other one at either a very low price or for free if the grade's high enough. And mercifully, we found that in the Andean copper belt, the geology was very predictable. It produced 48% of the world's copper, and it's known as an exploration and mining destination, and accordingly the governments regionally are attuned to the needs of explorers and miners. Now, Ecuador hadn't been subject to the sort of intense exploration based mainly on remote sensing and particularly geophysical techniques, and I refer particularly to aeromagnetics and the three-dimensional modelling that's applied to the databases that AirMag surveys collect these days. And the reason for that was that they never really needed to, because they were producing a lot of oil and gas out of the Western Amazon Basin. So oil and gas was really the mainstay of the GDP for Ecuador, and of course with declining reserves and declining prices, they started to find themselves, I think, in a bit of a fiscal hole, and needed to augment the GDP with something new and major. And of course, even with very low intensity exploration, things like Fruta del Norte and what is now known as Lurimagua had been identified. So Ecuador is obviously closer to the equator than Chile and Peru, and accordingly there's more cloud, more rain, more soil, more vegetation. So you've got to use these geophysical techniques to see through all that cover. And while that was being attended to in Chile and Peru for the last 25 years, nothing was going on in Ecuador. So Ecuador stayed like a diamond in the rough, undiscovered, uninvestigated, nobody had cracked the rock open there to find Ecuador's riches. So when we discovered that Ecuador was at the northern end of the Andean copper belt and in an environment geologically that hosts high grades and gold endowed mineralization, we thought we'd uncovered a gem indeed. And the reason we got interested in Cascabel was it had an application on it, and there weren't too many tenures in Ecuador that you could get a deal on, and the country wasn't open for applications at the time. Otherwise, we would certainly have made some others. Since then, we've conducted a thorough geological review of the rest of the country, and we have a number of other targets that we're looking to get into as well. So we think that the 10 times or 10, 15 times increase in our share price that's come off the back of Cascabel and particularly Alcala will be replicated when we start uncovering some more porphyry copper gold targets in this rather ignored mineralized province. And that's basically why we're in Ecuador. It was unloved from an exploration point of view and had not been open to exploration because they didn't need to. They were focused on oil and gas production. So it's a great country to work in. The infrastructure is magnificent. The government is interactive with us. The place is putting a lot of effort into stimulating and fostering an exploration and mining industry, and that's borne out by Lundin Gold's presence there, developing the Fruta del Norte project in the southern part of the country. So it's now gone from being regarded with suspicion to being pretty much the premier destination for large porphyry copper gold explorers, and we find that because these things are geologically so young, they're relatively intact from a structural point of view. That means the source in there hasn't really been chopped up. So once you get onto one of these blobs that we call porphyry, it tends to be extremely large in this part of the world. So if you're looking for gold in West Africa, you're sort of somewhere between 2 and 7 million ounces, if you're lucky, really. A large porphyry system in this part of the world can deliver you somewhere between 20 and 40 million ounces of gold plus copper. This presents a magnificent opportunity.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, My name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Chris Temple here again, and I'm continuing my discussion with Nick Mather, the CEO of Solgold, which has had some extraordinary success. More and more people learning about this as they have drilled one of several projects in the large Cascabel concession they have in northern Ecuador. And Nick, at Alpala, you've had several major world-class intersects, some of which, and correct me if I've got the numbers wrong, sometimes hundreds of meters wide or deep as you're drilling down, of 2 and 3% copper equivalent when you add up copper and gold. Is that right?
That's right, in terms of the hundreds of meters wide high-grade sections of the drill holes. Overall, the drill holes are up to kilometers, and the best one of them is, I think, 1.3 kilometers long hole 12 and over 0.3% copper cutoff. But the great thing about this deposit is the gold credit. So we're getting at 0.6 copper around about a 0.6 gram or 1 to 1 cent copper to grams gold per ton. And yeah, so it's not just the copper that makes this exciting. The other thing about these long intersections is we can't yet really tell whether we've drilled into one side of the ore zone and out the other side, or whether we've drilled into the top and out at the bottom. So a lot of very encouraging low angle subhorizontal veins in the skull, which is supporting our interpretation based on the geophysics and the surface geochemistry and alteration mapping, that this project is not yet closed off in a lateral sense. We know it continues to the southeast, which is where our drilling rigs are heading at the moment. We know it continues southwest and northeast. So it's our entire geological team, and our geological team is contributed to by advice from Newcrest. It's our view that this thing is not yet closed off. And until we get it closed off in lateral and depth directions, we won't be in a position to put out a resource statement. So you never want to, half bake the cake. We want to know exactly how big this thing is before we start calculating tons in it. But you can get a rough idea by simple mathematics. It's so far, the drilling shows that it appears to be around about 300 metres wide on average. It outcrops. We've encountered it as deep as 1,800 metres. We believe it goes significantly deeper than that. The thing's belling out as we go down. The grades are increasing. And all of this is, happy news from a size and grade point of view for this project. We're starting to encounter more of the high copper content mineral bornite as we proceed to the southeast in holes 21 and 22. We believe that the core of this system is going to be bornite rich. It'll also have quite a bit of magnetite in it, and that's endorsing our interpretation of the three-dimensional magnetic data, and we constantly recorrelate the three-dimensional magnetic model with the magnetic susceptibility data out of the holes, and that's giving us a fairly reliable view of just how big this thing could be.
That's great. I know that in recent months, one of the things that really helped to start to raise the profile of Cascabel and your own company even more was when Newcrest, one of the global majors, came in. Most important about them, I think, Nick, is that they're known as a block cave mining expert. And my observation was in watching the news that when Newcrest came in and showed an interest and started to take a position in your company and have a little piece of this, that they recognized the world-class nature of this project and the fact that you guys have really arguably just scratched the surface of what could be almost a new district down there. Real quick, in the last few minutes we have, for most people I know that listen to this program, it's going to be meaningful to them that you're looking, and I saw this, you mentioned this in an interview recently, Nick, that you're in the process of listing in Toronto, which would, of course, then make you available to investors in the U.S. as well. How is that coming along generally, and what else can you tell us about getting the word out more to North America?
The TSX listing process is ongoing. We're putting a lot of effort into it. It's not something that I can or would speculate about in respect of when it might happen. Suffice to say that we hope it's soon. We do very much look forward to having more attention from North America and some of North America's big brokers and investment banks and so on. But just while we're on investment banks, I just want to point out that it wasn't just Newcrest that unlocked the solid gold opportunity. It was Max Capital who saw the opportunity here and did a deal with us based on value rather than price. No organized raisings into solid gold at up to 100% premiums. That is unheard of, and a big endorsement to Max's understanding of this project and understanding of just how appealing it could be in the North American market. I mean, one of the problems that we have suffered from in the UK's lack of understanding about just what these projects look like from a technical point of view, and they are well understood in North America. So having Max on board and introducing us to a lot of the North American capital markets has certainly made a big difference to us. So, you know, between Maxit, Newcrest, BHP's very clear endorsement of the project, you could also imagine that there are a number of other companies who are in Ecuador and wanting to look at Castbel. And we think that the advances made in exploring for these things and the huge advances made in block caving by companies like Newcrest put a new spin on the sort of grades that we're discovering there, because it's going to be much more advantageous to be looking at this as an underground block cave mine than an open cut. A lot of people seem to think that you need to start with an open cut. That is not the case. The capital costs of a block cave are way outweighed in the case of Cascabel by its spectacular location close to Quito, close to ports, water, power supply. You couldn't really ask for anything better. So we've got a lot of advantages. We have high grades in copper. It's fantastically endowed in gold as well. It can be either a gold mine or a copper mine, and it's one that can be developed with relatively low environmental impacts.
Well, and one of the things, too, that really astounded me when I was down there and got to visit with your country manager, the project manager, Jason Ward, back in the fall, Nick, was when I learned that the road that we traveled on going way up the mountain from your camp was not paid for by you, but when the local government is so keen on this project and you're employing people, you've got all kinds of services for the locals, the speed with which this has come along, the support of the government, both the local and the national government there, is well beyond what the average person will, average company will enjoy either here in the U.S. or in Canada these days. And so I think you picked the right place. I'll continue to pound the table for you guys in Cascabel, and from time to time hope we can get you back and update the story for our listeners. Nick Mather, CEO of Solgold, thank you very, very much again for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you so much, Chris. I look forward to reacting with you again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Welcome back. We're at the final segment now for the first hour of the KE Report this weekend, and I'm joined by my old friend Dana Lyons of J. Lyons Fund Management from the Chicagoland area. They're registered investment advisors. They have a, for those that want to do it, somewhat of a do-it-yourself guide and portal called my401k.com. Dana, welcome back.
Thanks, Chris. Nice to be with you again.
Real quick, because we're going to try and move through a lot of stuff here in a limited amount of time. But before we do that, fair is fair. Remind our folks where they can learn more about you on the Internet.
Well, thanks for asking that, because we actually just launched a new product. It's called the Lion's Share, and it kind of takes a lot of the charts and commentary that we put out on social media, on Twitter, StockTwits, and our Tumblr blog, and we kind of expand it into more of an all-access look into our market commentary. So that website is lionsharepro.com. That's L-Y-O-N-S share. Pro.com, and we have a special launch price right now that your listeners can check out, but we're pretty excited about it.
That's great, and I'd encourage folks to take a look at it. I occasionally use Dana's charts when I pinch hit occasionally here on a KE report. I like to get them when I can, because Dana's a smart guy, and I don't say that just because he more often than not sees things like I do. But because he fills in some of the blanks that I don't have. And this week in particular, as some of you folks who are regular listeners on the Internet podcast know, we've been talking a great deal about some macro issues and chiefly where we're heading as far as this whole inflation debate is concerned. And there are a lot of people who believe that we are going to see a move considerably higher still in interest rates and what we've seen already since Election Day. A lot of folks thinking we're going to go back to these good old days when we had strong growth, high interest rates, banks were lending, and so forth. There's a lot of reasons why we're dubious about it. We've talked about that earlier in the week. I don't want to plow old ground. But Dana, one of the things that I saw that you pointed out to me a short time ago is that there are record high short positions in long bond, long treasury bond futures. So a lot of people have been placing bets, believing that long-term treasuries would decline in price and go higher in yield. Number two, two-pronged question. Number one, is there a lot more room higher because of that dynamic? And secondly, what do the charts tell you as far as whether this 30-year-plus bull market in treasuries is dead or maybe just taking a break?
Right. Well, as we talked about before I came on, in terms of the 10-year yield, we kind of see it as two bear market regimes as far as the yields are concerned. So you have the post-1981 bear market and 10-year yields, which is obviously the long-term secular bear market in yields. And that downtrend has held yields in check for obviously a couple of decades. You also had an acceleration to the downside in yields following 2007 with the onset of the financial crisis and into this extraordinarily low rate regime where yields really accelerated to the downside. So we've been within the constraints of that more accelerated downside regime since 2007. And just in the move up in yields following the election, we saw the 10-year yield break above that downtrend line that has held yields in place since 2007. So we quite possibly are breaking out of that ultra-low rate yield regime that we've been in for the last 10 years. But obviously that puts us back, as you mentioned, into the regular low rate or regular secular downtrend in yields, which eventually will probably be tested in our view. As long as this the downtrend since 2007 that it broke above after the election, as long as yields stay above there, we think eventually we're going to test quite a bit higher in yields to test that long-term downtrend stemming from the 1981 highs.
And real quick, Dana, before we move on, what number do you have on the 10-year yield where if it got above that, you'd say, okay, it's game over, and this time the secular bull market in bonds really is over?
Well, right now, if you look based on the long-term trend line, it lines up right near, say, around the 350 level. And that also lines up with three very major Fibonacci retracement lines from some of the key points over the last 35 years or so. So I would say if you had to have a line in the sand, it's probably up around 350. In the near term, we're probably stuck between where we stopped around 260 on the upside and then this downtrend line that's now serving as support around the 230 level. So
took the words right out of my mouth. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see how that plays out. Moving on to the stock market real quick, the Cape Shiller PE index is at one of its highest levels ever, and yet, at least at midweek, as we're recording this for the weekend show, we've seen this just relentless move higher, slow, steady in percentage terms, but we've added several hundred more points to the Dow. We're at new all-time highs for everything. Do you see any danger signs, just speaking in technical terms, that the stock rally is overheated, or on the contrary, is it actually gathering steam and could keep moving despite the fundamentals?
Well, it depends on your duration, I guess. From a long-term standpoint, from a secular standpoint, we are certainly not bullish. So for the duration of the rest of the decade, and it's for reasons that you alluded to. So you have these long secular cycles that you go through, and at the end of a secular bull cycle, such as in 2000, you have these tremendous excesses built into the market that need to be corrected, and we've always seen these excesses go from extremes on the upside to extremes on the downside prior to the resumption of a new sustainable secular bull market. So we think there's still, despite what happened in 2008, 2009, we think there's still a lot more pain, a lot more reckoning that needs to be done before a sustainable up move can take flight. And that's, you know, even considering the new highs that occurred in 2013 and the markets now have been going basically straight up since then. So we think eventually at least those previous peaks from 2000-2007 might be tested to kind of wring out a lot of those excesses that were built up in by 2000 and arguably have been not allowed to correct given some of the moves by the Fed and the central bank and whatnot. But we've never seen a new sustainable secular bull market take flight without, you know, correcting a lot of those excesses. So I would say in the shorter term or intermediate term, in the next several months or so, I would say conditions are, you know, pretty favorable, pretty constructive for the stock market. In the short term, we might be extended. We're hitting some Fibonacci extensions that are pretty extended in terms of the major averages, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100. So it would be nice to see a little bit of a pause here and reset things a little bit. But from a breadth standpoint, market internals, I mean, you have the AD lines at all-time high. You have the small caps, mid caps, large caps, mega caps, all at all-time high. So that's not bearish. So we could have a nice little reset here before another move higher, and maybe during that move we get some divergences, some internal damage that takes place and sets the stage for maybe a more damaging correction.
Okay, but for the time being, more of a consolidation or pause rather than a correction is what you think is most likely.
That's what we would guess, given the strong nature of the internals and momentum, even the price structure. I mean, the price structure looks dynamite across the board. There are, like I mentioned, some select averages like the S&P, the NDX, some other averages that are a bit extended right now, but nothing from a longer term perspective that looks too damaging or like there's anything impending, any impending crash or anything like that on the horizon.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.